Phil, how are you?
Good, thanks.
You're going to be busy because more than 4,700 people are taking early retirement.
Yep, that's right.
Well, tell me about that process. So what's going to happen in regards to replacing those employees?
Well, I think the target of the expectation was about 3,400 state employees would retire, and that two of every three would be replaced. Big part of that now is that there was about 40% more who took it, so how that'll be handled will be determined by the incoming administration, and so we'll wait and see just exactly what happens as far as who will get filled and what positions will get filled and what won't get filled.
Well, the pro side of that is that the state could save more than $60 million. Is that true?
That's true.
Well, what I wonder, if the human services employees that total 1,306 are leaving and we're waiting for the next administration, and that will be for Rick Snyder, to decide how they're going to replace these people, what's going to happen in the interim when it comes to serving these folks?
Well, I think we have to remember that the prospects of an early retirement program have been around for a while, and the governor proposed the program in early 2010. So the departments have had a fair amount of time to do some succession planning, and also there's been a lot of emphasis and a lot of resources put towards technology and tools that are needed to deliver services as well. So that'll help. There is also a provision for departments to request key positions to be extended through July to help with the transition. So there will be a number of things that departments will do to mitigate that change, but at the same time, it'll be challenging, no question.
Phil Stoddard is the Director of Retirement Services for the state of Michigan. All right, Phil, let's just say I want to retire. I've decided to take the early out. What's the process?
Well, the window closed November 5th, and what you would have done was the state of Michigan employees, we had a program before the window started where we encouraged people to sign up for our self-service service on the website, and basically we put almost everything that people needed to know on our website, and our self-service capability gave people the opportunity to look at the estimates of what their retirements would be. They chose to retire, they could fill out their application right there online. In fact, all 4,755 people did, in fact, apply online, and we're very grateful for that. And they pushed a button and said, I wish to retire, and therefore they completed that process. And we now are in the process of calculating their pensions and getting those people on their payroll based on when they chose to retire, either in November, December, or at the end of December.
Finally, Phil, what's the biggest challenge for your department?
I think the challenge is to make sure that we meet the customer's needs, and so therefore we have to be very efficient in what we do. We have to have great staff, which we have. They're trained, they understand, they're knowledgeable, they're helpful, and we need to keep right up on top of that. We have to make sure that our technology is receptive to today's needs and keep that current. And so those resources are very critical to making sure that we can deliver the services that we're required to deliver.
All right, Phil, I have a ton more questions, but time is squeezing me. Thanks so much for your time. We'll be back in touch, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony.